Next time I see her and she asks how I'm doing, I could say, pretty good. C'est plus pané, other stuff that's French. Oh, that means I'm doing well, thank you. Hmm? Yes? Oh, what? No? Oh, oh, I'm sorry. It's French. Yes, I totally speak French now. It's too bad you left me or I'd make you some double-cut lamb shank with a bechamel sauce and Madeira reduction with a side of... It doesn't matter. Nothing you do will matter. You could work out, get six-pack abs, get all your teeth fixed and whitened, be nominated for a humanitarian award for your work in the Congo with Doctors Without Borders, show off your bullet hole scar that you received whilst working for them, and win the lottery on your one day off, but no, it's over. So now you deal with the pathetic knowledge that nothing will be the same as it was an hour ago. You will both be varying kinds of weird around each other forever. Forever, forever, ever. Now the unspoken, as well as the ill-timed and urgent things unfortunately spoken aloud, will float around just above your head. It's like a gauze veil that you can see through but still blurs your vision. There's the forced and hyper, hey, I'm over it phase that, even if you know it's coming, still has the ability to kick you in the ass. It starts with the brain trying to trick the heart and ends with your heart getting super pissed that the brain even dared to bring it and then kicks your ass twice as hard as it did the first time. You convince yourself that you're okay, even though all you've been doing is sharpening your sitting and staring at inanimate object skills to the point where you can peel paint with your mind. And guess what? You're going to do it more than once, too. Maybe a half dozen times. Hey, I'm totally over it. Awesome. You call your friends and they're truly excited that finally you're your old self again. And you want to hang out and you make plans to meet up and go to lit. And then the next thing you know, you're in the grocery store staring at the apples and crying. Okay, time out, time out. The following just happened for real. I just ran into my ex on the street in front of my building, and let me point out quickly that in a remarkable show of consideration and understanding of what I may be going through, she thoughtfully moved a mere six blocks away. As fate would have it, I ran into her while hungover and carrying a load of dry cleaning. We had some more tremendously awkward chit-chat about nothing. I'm about as important as an issue of Us Weekly to her. And then had yet another in what will be a never-ending series of awkward exits. Well, I guess I should get going. This stuff isn't going to dry clean itself. Oh, brother, I muttered to myself as I turned away. Sometimes you just feel like Charlie Brown, but a real one. Not a two-dimensional black-and-white line drawing. Such is the totality of the rejection of everything that is you. It's all part of it, though. The natural healing process that seems to take forever while experiencing it, but is summed up by a dismissive, yeah, that was a fucked up time for me once it's finally over and done with. Now, here is something that should help you, though, although it never works nearly as much as it should. First and foremost is the knowledge that everyone, and I mean everyone, even Hugh Hefner, goes through this. Your personal hell of betrayal and recrimination has been shared by everyone, from Onan to Muhammad to Helen Keller and Sienna Miller. You're not alone. But of course, you are. You could get 100 freshly dumped people in a room, and after just a couple of minutes of commiserating, they would retreat into their overactive imaginations and just fester there. All the happy, colorful, misremembered, but authentic images of the two of you. The happy couple from a month ago. All lies. The over-romanticized stained glass tableaus of you and her or him from the first time you met, kissed, shared Valentine's Day, told each other you loved them. There you are, the innocent, pie-eyed lamb being circled, considered, and sized up for the slaughter by a cunning wolf. A soulless, evil, heartless, Nazi monster cunt of a wolf. Which brings me to Valentine's Day.